This or that, this or that, red or blue, dairy or twill, plain or chocolate, digest this.
We're in progress.
This is the future.
Welcome to the future.
We are the future, though. Every moment's the future, right? Like this moment isn't like the last moment. The last moment's gone. Now we're in a new moment, and now we're in another moment, and now we're in another moment. That's how life works, man. Moments.
I'm just looking at the books behind you. Fuck me! Why isn't there an avocado on top of them books?
Books. Hey, there's some good books here, man.
Go on.
Hey, you should read this. The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle.
We have the power, and the power is now.
That's what he sounds like a little bit. But this has got some interesting ideas. Recommend it.
Okay, what else is there? What's that picture?
That is the science of parenting.
Fuck off. Your child is crying. It shit itself or it's hungry. It might be tired. Chapter 2.
What do you do? Roll a 4 to pick it up and be nurturing. Roll a 3 to be horrible and leave it.
Give it a spoon of avocado and maybe some oat milk. Hewn from the breast of the wild oak. What do you know, mate?
I don't know much. I don't know much. What are you? It's been a little while. We had a week. We couldn't get it together for a week, could we? So, I don't really know. No, what's been going on? I don't know. Again, I don't know nothing really about anything.
I've been having cold showers.
Just had mine.
Well, I haven't yet because I'm going to ride into work shortly, and so I'll have it there. But what I do is I get in, I have a wash in the hot shower, and then I just turn it down. But the hot wash is getting cooler and cooler, and then I turn it down. And the when I spoke to you last, I went and had a shower, and I nearly died. Basically, I've had cold showers in work anyway, but the thermostat's fucked. But I nearly fucking died. My tezzies went right in my body. And now I can stand in it quite comfortably. I listened to that podcast episode you sent me as well, and there's a lot of science. There's a lot of Ghostzilla summoning.
There's a lot of science in there.
Oh my God, we're having cold showers in heaven now, and it's all because of Colin, and he's living in the now. We're having cold showers. Jesus gives me a golden shower every morning.
Well, he knew the score, didn't he, Jesus? He weren't talking about heaven and that when he said the kingdom's within you. He was talking about the same shit as Buddha, man.
There you go. So yeah, so I've been doing that. Still having my oxos.
Why are you still doing the oxo thing? I don't understand the oxo thing.
Because I'm too poor for food. Too poor for food.
You ain't too poor, mate. We all heard about you, train drivers. You earn £1 million a year, and you're out of order.
£1 million a day. Think of the nurses. What do the nurses get? Think of them. They get a fraction of your cost and they keep
Has anyone
people.
ever said that to you? Has anyone
Oh,
ever
are
said
you?
that?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. At the height, when it all kicked off, we went to a couple of barbecues, as you do. And I literally had arguments with teachers and teaching staff, teaching assistants about why are you in and what you're in, and train managers and fucking nurses and shit. And I was like, look, it's not a race to the bottom. It's not a race to the bottom. Just because I earn what I earn, I said, I've never told anyone what I earn. It's none of your fucking business. I don't know what you earn, and I'm not fucking interested.
Yeah, sure business, yeah.
And the power of the union, historically, we've sold stuff, we've sold terms and conditions to get through, and they were always done on the back of negotiation with the train operating company that we used to work for, Virgin Trains. And they would come to us for productivity, not the other way around, because the union wants to keep its terms and conditions.
Yeah, but I don't really understand this argument because I have this with people sometimes. They say stuff like that, don't they? They go, the train drivers get it quite heavily, more than any other
Yeah.
kind of job. They go, oh, these train drivers are outstanding. They earn loads of money. I say, well, it doesn't really matter what they earn. Everything's gone up. They need a pay rise. That's the
It's.
it's irrelevant what they earn, but things have gone up, so
Two
they still
years
need a
of
pay
training,
rise.
2 years of training I got, right? 2 years. And some of that training nearly broke me. And all I'm doing is sitting at the front of a tube of fucking metal with about 400 people behind me. That's all I'm doing. And it looks dead easy on the. When I was a trolley dolly or when I was a guard on Merseyrail, especially on the guard on Merseyrail, you're not allowed in the cabs. So you'd be empty stock generally before, when you'd go and sit in there with the driver, whatever. It doesn't go on now. It used to back then. So you'd sit in there with the driver. And the driver, we had a fella there, and he'd sit there with his shirt top open, with his leg up on the dashboard, giving it the bifters like that. I'm driving a fucking train. What are you doing, you prick? And it's because he's doing it all subconscious like that. And like when I was a trolley dolly, you take the driver a cup of tea, and again the driver's sitting there, he's playing chess with his knob, like that. And again, the thing is, he's running on green signals, he knows exactly what he's doing, and you're only in there for about 10 seconds. Hey, mate, here's your cup of tea. Do you want milk? Do you want sugar? There you go. See you later. That's it. You don't see all the other shit. But anyway, who cares? Who fucking cares? What are we
Who
talking about
cares?
today, bollocks?
Well, I don't know. Hey, you had an idea. You had
Well,
something.
it's Christmas, and Christmas Top of the Pops, and there's a big thing now every year, isn't there? When Spotify, they call it something, and then Apple call it something, and Apple's has always been shit, where they release your own personal top. I've got my
Yeah.
playlist, I think it's the top
What's
50.
Spotify call it, like a wrap up or something, don't they? Is it a
Yeah,
wrap up?
it's a wrap
Christmas
up.
wrap up. You see what they've done? They played with the words. They made it sound like you're wrapping up presents. Very
Apple
clever.
call it replay. So I just thought it would be fun. We're not going to do them all, obviously, because I've got me top. Oh, well, fucking, it's still going. I've got me top 100.
Top
Wow.
100. Oh, I've only looked at the top 10
I'm not
of
doing the top.
mine.
This is going to be a 7-hour episode. So straight in at number 100. Da-da-da-da-da-boom.
Well,
What I will say, which makes me so happy, is number 99 is The Yellow Submarine by the
why is it 99? I thought it'd be a lot higher.
Beatles. I don't know. But 98 is It Don't Come Easy.
How do I find my number 99? I'm lost. I've
So
just got like top
when
10
you
and
when you go on the website that you've got, when you keep scrolling
yeah.
to the bottom, you can import your playlist, your top 100, into Apple Music, and it jumps across into Apple Music.
Oh, I don't know how to do that. Can I not access this from the Apple Music app? Because I'm on the web page at the moment.
If you go on the web page, right, let's talk you through it. Come on, old man Colin, who's younger than me, I think.
Well, yeah. Look, what we should point out about this, this seems to be, I've never looked at this before, right? But looking at this now, this seems to rely on, because it's called replay, it's the stuff you listen to over and over again, right?
Yeah.
Well, I tend to listen to new stuff or different stuff all the time. So,
yeah, but so your 100s will be dead interesting. Your
I don't know how to get it.
Have you signed in on the website?
I
yeah,
I am on the webpage now.
So scroll down. Top songs.
Yeah,
there's your top 10. Then you've listened to 925 artists.
Yeah, got all that.
Scroll down. Here's your number one artist. I'm not even telling you what mine is. This the albums you list, 240 albums. Yeah. 35 playlists you've listened to, 35 radio stations I've listened to, and then at the very bottom, your replay mix.
Oh yeah, opening in Apple Music, is that right?
There you go, click on that.
Yeah, but you confuse me with all the use words like import and stuff. That immediately tells me I've got a task to do. Not as simple as that. Okay, yeah, I've got it.
There you go.
Okay, so my number 99 is it's Salt. Time is Precious. That's a lovely tune. From a wonderful album that came out this year called Air. Yeah, Salt. Do you know Salt? You ever heard of Salt? S-A-U-L-T. They're like, everyone kind of knows who the main guy is, but they're
does
like...
Does he live in the cave? Does he live in a cave and just wear sheep's fucking fleeces?
No one knows exactly. Like, loads of people feature in this thing, and it's like a bit...
Yeah, so call me Salt. Yeah, just call me Salt. Yeah, I've got a new album. I've got a new album coming out. It's called...
they don't announce it. They just drop them, and they release like two albums a year.
Fucking hell. Yeah, I'll look them up. Yeah.
Oh, well, you're going to miss out, mate.
Yeah. So, I just thought it'd be fun to run through our top tens like back in the day on Top of the Pops Christmas, because I think you are the other end of the spectrum. I am very traditional with what I listen to. I don't listen to new music, and that is heavily reflected in my top 10. Although there is some new music in it. But
new music by old artists.
or dead artists.
Dead artists.
So, my number 10 is, drum roll please, I only discovered this artist this year.
Right. Ooh.
Yeah, the Smiths.
Okay. What? No, you didn't. Of course you knew the Smiths before this year.
No, I knew they existed. No, I knew they existed. I'd never listened to a song. And I don't know if
you
it
must
was...
Have heard, you must have... You were, you, of course you heard a song of the Smiths before this year. Of course you
right.
did.
No, I've never listened to any Smiths music. So this charming man, straight in it. Number 10. Poppers, straight in the number
bicycle 10. On a hillside desolate. Will nature make a man of me yet? There you go.
And then number 9 is Led Zeppelin. Since I've been loving you.
I think, along with Pink Floyd, I think Led Zeppelin are one of the most overrated bands in the world.
Well, I mean, Tom Kenny, for me, Preston, train driver. He's at Liverpool now with me. Old and train driver. Stunning man. The only train driver at the depot whose wedding I went to, right? Because that's how much I love him. At one point, when I was when I still had an iPod, right, he gave me Led Zeppelin albums, and he went, we all knew Stairway to Heaven. We'd all listened to Led Zeppelin number 4. But he said,
that's a good album.
He said, fucking listen to them. And I put them on, and I used to drive my car to Preston every day, and I listened to Led Zeppelin on repeat for months.
It's a bit samey, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's what I feel with Zeppelin. It's a bit samey.
Yeah. So I'm not going to stick up for them. What I will say is, now I'm more of a play, you know, I might put Led Zeppelin 4 on occasionally, but now I'm more basically of a
It's
greatest hits.
is Led Zeppelin 4? Is this Led Zeppelin 4? Hey, Mama, what you doing? Is that number 4? Black
Yeah,
Dog, right?
it's like
Yeah, I
wanking
know.
to that, mate. Your cock just ends up like a lump of meat.
It's like start, stop, start, stop. It's like a
Oh,
try. It's like a wanking training exercise.
common blood at the end. Oh, like
Yeah,
that.
proper rock and roll.
Sweeter than the Monkey Man, number 8.
No idea. Ooh, what?
The Traveling Wilburys.
Oh no, but no one really listened to that shit. No one even wanted that shit when they put it out. Come on.
Mate, Traveling
Fucking Roy
Wilburys.
Orbison. Who was it? Orbison,
Yeah.
Harrison,
Yeah.
Dylan.
Yeah.
Who else was in it?
Tom Petty.
Oh yeah, look, fucking Tom Petty. No one actually likes Tom Petty, do they?
An American Trilogy was number 7, Elvis,
Elvis.
but it was from the film I still haven't seen, this year's hit film, Elvis. The soundtrack is banging. New
I said I haven't seen
artist.
it. Yeah,
Yeah, I
I've
haven't
seen that
seen
film.
it
I do want
myself. Are you've seen it, the Yorkshire Lass? Oh,
to.
go down mill and watch
Yeah.
film. She's seen it. She said it's amazing, and she's not into Elvis at all. Then The King and I, which is Eminem and CeeLo Green, which is on the
See, I knew
Elvis
it was that.
soundtrack.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, yeah.
Why is Eminem on the Elvis soundtrack?
Because he's the modern king, isn't he?
Oh, no, I don't want to watch it now. What's Baz Luhrmann up to?
He's just in there, isn't he? He's just singing a song. He's just
Oh,
singing.
for fuck's sake. Make a film about Elvis. You don't need fucking Eminem anymore.
Yeah,
What is
but I
that?
mean, some of Elvis's music is shit, but
Yeah,
Vegas
of
by
course.
Dojo Cat.
Don't know that.
Yeah, Elvis again. Then the top 4, beautiful. The Smiths.
This charming man? No, what
No,
was it?
there's a
What was
light
it?
that never goes out.
Oh, what's the lyric from that? That's the big lyric, isn't it? If I were to get hit by a bus with you or whatever, it was a perfect way to die. What's that? That's that lyric, isn't
Driving
it?
in your car, I
Yeah,
never,
yeah.
never want to go home. The cat is dead and I hate you. All
And
children
the
are
Queen is
cunts.
dead. Yeah,
Yeah.
I can't believe you never listened to the Smiths before. They made a couple of. I don't think all their actually they didn't make that many albums. I
He
think
didn't make that
Meet
many
Is Murder's
albums. I
taken.
think maybe they made 3 albums, maybe 4, but it's only like the first couple that are fucking boss, mate.
Well, yeah, the last album. I quite like the last album, Strange Ways Here We Come. That's the one that kind of people don't really talk about very often, but I
Yeah,
like that one.
so be top 3. Boop, boop, boom.
Come on, come on.
Starman by
Industry.
David Bowie.
I can't argue. I can't argue.
I'm a star man and I'm floating in the sky. I've got a funny ear and I've got a gammy eye. I'm the
Hey,
star
you thought about that.
man.
That was
Did you?
very good. Was that off the cuff? Was that
Off
off
the
the
cuff,
cuff? Did you? Hey, do you know
yeah.
that song, right? Starman, yeah?
Yeah.
Do you know what how he wrote it?
Well, having a poo.
No, he just nicked Somewhere Over the Rainbow. That's Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Somewhere over the rainbow, I
Yeah,
like
he said,
to
yeah.
eat potato, and I've got an elongated toe. I like cheese. Then my number 2, oh, one of the greatest undiscovered, forgotten Scouse bands in the history of Scouse bands,
Scouse. Go on. Go on.
Flock of Seagulls.
Why is that so high? That's not that good, is it?
I Ran So Far Away. Oh,
Okay.
I listen to that when I'm taking the kids to
Lamar.
school.
It was Lamar, wasn't it? Is it Lamar?
No, Flock of
That was the guy
Seagulls.
in Flock of Seagulls. Lamar, wasn't it?
No, Lamar's its own
The guy
thing.
with a Is it? Who is the singer of Flock of Seagulls? Why am I getting confused?
I don't fucking know. I've never heard of them until this year. Just discovered.
Well, of course you had. You grew up in those eras. Of course you heard of Flock of Seagulls.
Yeah, but I was buying smashes.
What are you up to?
Boy George.
Boy George is all right. I like him.
He's topical. He's certainly topical. He's not a boy anymore. He should change his name now.
Man Italy. George.
Man George, yeah. Or even Old Man George. Pensioner George.
Old Man George. Welcome tonight. One night only. Old Man George.
Like that with a big spliff on the stage wearing a fucking llama skin and painted his face dog shit brown. And
Come, cod liver oil.
I've drawn a poo. I've drawn a wee. My catheter needs emptying, or it's all over the floor. My piles are green, but I still suck.
You're in a right creative flow today. Your creative energies are unlocked. They're just flowing through you and out into the world.
Showers. Paul Brill, out of the content we're giving Paul Brill today, he could release an album.
Yeah, like a double, album, a fabled doubled album. Double.
White album, yeah. I mean, number one song, and purely this is because I don't like what happens now. An old album comes out, remastered, rebooted, redone, rejigged, but here's one track.
Yeah.
So it was
what it is.
Taxman. Taxman the Beatles.
Yeah, as soon as you said that. I haven't even listened to that.
It's fucking...
I don't need to, though, do I?
Yeah.
It's the same fucking thing, isn't it? But they've just put a bit of some noodling, some sound shit on it.
They've took the stuff. I mean, this is only a year since we got the Get Back documentary, which I've started watching again and still blows me fucking mind.
You ain't finished it. I'm only halfway through.
Oh, mate. Oh. The second half's the best bit. have you seen Peter Sellers yet?
No, I tried to. I haven't. I can't. I just couldn't. I didn't have time. I haven't had time. It's like it just didn't work for me. I saw George Harrison leave, and then they had to get him back.
Yeah,
I liked it. I like what I saw. I just haven't got time. I'll watch it when I retire. I'll have plenty of time.
Fucking hell! They'll all be dead then. Yeah, so John Lennon's full of heroin and Peter Sellers turns up. And it's just fucking surreal, mate. Because John Lennon's just like, it's one of his heroes is sitting there, one of the goons.
And yeah, he's just smacked out doing that impression of, what's that character he used to play in the Goons, Sellers? I can't remember. Does it begin with B?
Never
it sounds like this. Because, I can't remember his name in it. Let me, I got to look it up. Right? I got to look it up because...
We should. I feel like I want to listen to the Goons because I've never listened to the Goons.
No, you won't like it because it's like I think it's of its time. You have to.
Well, it's 1950s post-war Britain, isn't it?
Yeah. It's not our time. I've tried listening to it, and it's just there's no reference points. So
powdered eggs and all that.
Yeah, here we go. Right, what was this fucking character called? Sellers character. Blue Bottle. That's what he was called, his character. There you go. Don't know why I wasted all the time on it.
Blue Bottle, no. Segway. We've got a pet fly.
What? You can't have a pet fly. It's not possible.
We've got one.
Well, you don't ever let it out of your house. It's just been flying around.
We've got...
Spreading disease.
Like that tap dancing on before it as asleep. Oh, you little bastard. I've just gone round your bog. I've just sat in some of your piss. Now I've come to tap dance on your head. Basically, somehow a fly has survived into the winter months and are non-heating. We've started this week to put heating on for 3 hours a night.
You're really rationing.
Yeah, are you? Yesterday, we're with Octopus. Other energy providers are available. And we've registered for this thing. So once a week for 1 hour, we shut everything down. Lock it down! Boo! Even the fridge goes off, mate.
Why?
And And they pay you to say to not use electricity.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Okay, that's interesting. That's an interesting concept.
They
I just
you...
use it, man. I just use whatever. I've got a little kid. I have to put the heat in all the time. My house is shit and cold.
So what we do is we just go, boo, everything goes black. We sit there. We had candles on last night. I just watched my phone and tried to read a book. But every time I read a book, now I just fall asleep. So 1 hour, and then they give you a load of statistics. That 1 hour has saved enough electricity to run Leicester for an entire day and shit like that.
How much do they pay you to have an hour in Victorian life?
Yeah, yeah. So far, the last 2 weeks we've done it, we've been paid £7.
For 2 weeks?
For 2 hours of electricity non-use.
Okay, so worth it?
£7. It's a chippy tea, isn't it? It's
Hang
a
on, I just got to. I just got to blow my nose, so I'm going to. I'm going to mute for a second.
No, blow it. Blow it live.
No. Okay. All right.
Blow it. Blow it. Oh, he's blowing it. Oh, he's using the tanned leather hide of a virgin goat to blow it on. Obviously recyclable.
It's the only way. It's the only way, mate. Okay, thank you for tolerating that.
You disease-ridden, laden bastard. I'm thinking about, have you seen me hair?
Yeah, I can see you've got hair, yes.
Yes, I'm thinking of doing a U.
Just shaving it?
Yeah.
It's easy. Just shave it. You ain't got to worry about nothing, man.
Yeah,
no, no messing.
What does your beard hold on to? Your ears?
Yeah, there you go.
Your eyebrows, you've got unusually large. I mean, one eyebrow on yours is bigger than the other.
That's because I got bottled and I got a big scar.
Oh, nice, good lad. Bit of bottling.
Yeah. Yeah. Bang.
Oosh.
Bang.
So have you got a top 10? I know.
I got a top 10, but I should quantify this because, as we said, this seems to be about, like, you know, just playing the stuff over and over again, which I don't really tend to do. But this Apple Music is connected to like a Google Hub.
Yeah.
And it's used in the car and stuff. So my top 10 is a lot of my son's favorite things.
Allegedly.
I can give you number 10 if you like.
You give it all that, don't you? With all new music. Go on then.
Well, that's the thing is I do. So I'd probably be better off giving you like numbers 20 to 30 or 30 to 40. That would give you a better representation. But, yeah, but number 10.
Yeah, yeah. We want to hear your top 10 now.
It is Upsy Daisy Kisses Every Flower.
Does he?
By Andrew Davenport. From the In the Night Garden.
Oosh!
Yep.
Oh.
Yep, so, yeah, if anyone with young kids will be familiar with Upsy Daisy.
Yeah. That's a fucking
number
LSD
nine.
Trip.
Yeah, what's this number nine? Everything's Going to Be Okay. Super simple songs. Number eight. He's back in. Iggle Piggle Goes for a Walk. Right? Another Night Garden entry. Number seven.
The great Peek-a-boo. Music legend that is Colin is reduced to this.
Peek-a-boo, I Love You. Another super simple songs there.
A peek-a-boo,
number six.
I Love You.
One we'll all know. Once I Caught a Fish Alive. Super
Once
simple songs.
Once I caught a... Can he sing that now? Is it racist?
What?
Can it
be racist?
Against the fish people? The mer people?
Maybe. I mean, yeah, possibly. I've not been hounded yet. Number five is actually, I think, is one of mine, amazingly. So number five, Black Country, New Road, Concord.
Yeah.
Probably single of the year. If you haven't heard it, you should listen to it. The album's great as well. Number four, Pop the Bubbles, super simple songs.
Pop the fucking bubbles in my ass today.
And there's a banger at number three. Oh, no, it's the Ninky Nonk. Back from Andrew Davenport and the night garden.
Oh no, it's Daddy Stinky Spunk.
And number two, in the night garden opening theme.
Oh, you know, how does that go?
We all love it. Dude, it's got the thing, isn't it? The kid does the round and round the garden thing, and it's da, you know it. You know it. You all know it.
I haven't listened
number
to
it. Number one, though, is a banger.
Ghostbusters. Big Parker Jr.
Is Hey Dougie by Dougie and the Squirrels.
Oh, Hey Dougie is a personal friend of mine.
Is he? Have you get some signs for me?
Have you heard the Stick song?
Yeah, I've heard all the songs, mate. Fucking, I've heard them all.
If you want to entertain your son for days, just go on YouTube and type in Sticky Sticky Stick song, and they have it on, some people have put it on 10-hour loops. That's paired.
Oh, I've seen people doing that stuff. What is all that about?
Well, you literally, you can just put your kid in front of the telly for 10 hours. See that book you've got there? You can burn that. You don't fucking need it. The telly can parent your kid. You can go and like brush your hair or whatever and eat toast.
But wouldn't that be doing something mad to their brain? Like creating some fucked up feedback loop or something?
If maybe.
Probably says it's in the science of parenting.
Available for $1.99 in no good bookshops.
Yeah, I'm looking down. My list is much more interesting from like 50 onwards.
You can give him his own Apple Music account, and then you can purge yourself of all that nonsense.
Why am I going to do that? I don't want him to have anything like that. I don't want him to be involved with any of that nonsense. Google, Apple, all them data vampires. Fuck
get him
them.
Get him an Instagram account now.
Yeah, I might do. Get him a fucking TikTok account.
TikTok, yeah. TikTok the fuck out of him.
No. So, yeah, that's not too exciting. I can tell you my number 100.
Go on.
Isn't It a Pity by George Harris?
Oh, classic album, that, mate. I think we only got that this year. All Things Must Pass. It might have been late last year.
What? The reissues?
Yeah. Fucking brilliant. What an album.
Yeah,
that
it might
is.
Have been earlier in the year. Yeah, very good album. Yeah. Yeah.
But when you watch Get Back, right, George Harrison is sitting on that album. And he's got all the songs there. And the Beatles are just like, I'm sure they play All Things Must Pass at one point. The Beatles play All Things Must Pass.
Yeah, they knock it back, don't they?
And they just go, nah, it's fucking garbage. Fuck off. Hey, you. Fuck off. Fuck off, Harrison. Go and buy Dicky Ball for us. Go down Dicky Ball shop and get us matching Dicky Balls, will you?
Yeah. But isn't that what a cover's about? Is this when he's sitting there with three gnomes, isn't he?
Yeah.
Supposed to be a bit of an attack. Yeah, here you go, you mugs. Look at all these songs I've been sitting on. You've been telling me they're shit.
Yeah.
Well, you're the mugs now.
There's a podcast I listen to, a Beatle podcast, and it's very, very good. Two Irishmen. And they don't bombard you with hundreds and hundreds of episodes. They do series. So they'll do like 10 episodes and then they'll go dark for 3 months because they're doing the fucking research. And it's fucking brilliant, mate. And he did an episode on Beatles singing about Beatles, because all the Beatles did through the 70s and in the 60s was sang about each other and how much they fucking hated each other and how much they loved each other. And, oh, no, one of us has been shot, so now we miss each other. All that. Fucking hundreds of songs, mate. So I've actually got an Apple Music playlist of Beatles songs about Beatles.
Have they looked too deeply into some of this?
No.
I find you can probably, you know, make an argument for certain songs being about something that they ain't.
Maybe. I'll give you that. Yeah, maybe. But I trust these two boys. Let me find it. Do you know what it did as well? So when I was a paper boy. Remember Benson and Edges?
Yeah, I used to had a wonderful love affair with them for about 20 years.
So you could collect your tokens off Benson and Edges, and you send it away, and you could get a CD. So Mick, the fella who owned the shop, smoked Benson and Edges, and used to save up all the vouchers for me. I didn't smoke; I was just his paper boy. And we sent off, and I got a fucking album off Benson and Edges. Right?
Was it like a Benson Hedges album? Like they put it together, had their name on it. Or was it like an actual, just an album?
It was a compiled album.
Oh, a compilation.
For Benson and Edges. And it was called Soul Train. And it was 17 classic soul tracks. And obviously it's been lost to the annals of time. I haven't got the CD anymore. But Google exists. So I just typed in Benson and Edges soul album because I couldn't remember what it was called. And there it was. So I was able to get it. Look, I've got it. There, Soul Train.
Oh, yeah, I remember you sharing that. I wondered why you shared. You randomly shared that.
Yeah. Well, because I built the album.
Yeah, isn't that like you're living in the past, mate. You're living in the past. And Eckhart Tolle says that only leads to misery. Oh. Just in case you wanted to read that.
I've got a boss playlist here, Liverpool UK number ones.
Oh,
and
for
it's,
fuck's sake.
It's every number one that Liverpool has had.
But I bet there's some trash in there, isn't there?
No.
There must be.
No.
There must be. Give me an example that isn't the Beatles.
Lisa Rosa.
What? I don't even... What? Who's that? What? I don't know it.
The first Liverpool UK number one was Lita Rosa.
Is it good?
How
when
much
was it?
Is that joggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail.
Where did Lita Rosa record that? And who wrote it?
I don't fucking know. I don't care.
It's a very tenuous thing because she might have been born in Liverpool. She might have left there when she was 10 years old. She probably went to London to like become a singer and a star. And the people who wrote it are probably from London or America or something. Very tenuous link, my friends.
The Garden of Eden by Frankie Vaughan.
Fucking hell. You don't listen to this, do you?
The Story of My Life, Michael Holliday.
Don't know that. And...
No. No. Tower of Strength, Frankie Bourne. The Jerry and the Pacemakers had the number one before the Beatles. How do you do what you do to me when my eyes are shut?
Stick your
fingers up me bum. You are a dirty crocky slut. A dirty crocky slut.
You'll see that on the Peter Jackson Jerry and the Pacemakers documentary that will be with us in 2024.
Granted, the 60s is full of Beatles, but it's also full of Billy J. Kramer, Cilla Black, The Searchers.
Did Cilla Black have a number one?
Yeah, she had a couple, yeah.
Did she? Well, okay.
You're my world! I don't know how it goes!
Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
You've put all this together. You sat and researched it all.
Yeah.
Are you like a Liverpool historian?
No, I just went on Wikipedia and typed in Liverpool number one singles. And they're all there in fucking order. Do you know what I mean? Beatles
about... last time a Scouser had a number one?
Okay. Now, bearing in mind, there might have been
Sonia? Was it Sonia?
She's in there, mate. Don't box fucking Sonia. So this is... This is maybe out of date now. I mean, Three Lines is in there. That's technically a Scouse song.
Oh, that is not a Scouse song. What the fuck? That can't be.
Who would it be? It is.
There's three of them.
What's your point?
There's three of them, right? Two of them are Scousers. So they're outnumbered him. Ian Brody.
Yeah.
He's a Scouser.
Right?
You know the other two, Frank Skinner and David Baddiel, right? David Baddiel's from London and Frank Skinner's from fucking Birmingham.
Yeah. So one's from London. So one's from Birmingham. One's from Liverpool. Scouse. Boom. Never be the same again, Mel C. I turn to you, Mel C. Atomic Kitten. Sugar Babes.
How are the Sugar Babes? Scouse. They're from London.
No, one of them's a Scouser.
One of them? I fucking met the main Sugar Babe once in a pub. Right?
Yeah.
He's definitely not a Scouser.
Don't worry about the Scouse one was.
No, I fucking think you've had it right, mate. How have you managed? A bit. What else is in there? Justin Bieber. Because his fucking nan went to Toxteth once.
Yeah. I don't see your point. I don't get your point.
You get it, mate. You just refuse to.
I tell you what, right. So, I mean, what's the number? What's the top three Colin songs in your horrific top 100?
Wait, what do you mean? What?
Well, obviously not fucking... No, you never. No, you know, your top three. Where's the first song that Colin makes an appearance? Because it's got to be a song about avocados and peace.
All right. So I had number five, right, which was Black Country, New Road. But I'll go down to 14. Number 14, I've got Fucking Let Them by Alabaster de Plume. Very good. Number 15 is Leo as well. You should listen to that. Alabaster de Plume released an album this year. It's very good. It's jazzy. It's a bit different.
I've heard of him. This Al cunt, right, drives down from the top of our road where he lives in a bungalow. He's in his fucking 90s. He's got an old Rover, the cunt, which is immaculate. When he dies, I'm having it. He comes down every fucking day and does a 3-point turn outside my house. And that cunt there.
Is this the guy that's been doing it for a long time?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember him.
That cunt there is going to die one day and plough right into me brand new wall.
Yeah, he will. This is why he's doing it. He's doing it on the hope that that is exactly what will happen.
But he turns his car around every day. Just fucking turn it round the day before. Then you don't have to turn it round on the other day.
Have you told him? You should tell him to his face. Is he bigger than you? Can't be bigger than you.
No, he's 90. He's only as tall as my knees. And, boy, he parks on the fucking, right, we have issues with flooding. And he parked, I got a new drain put in up there earlier on in the year because it was compacted. Because he's parked his Rover on top of it for the last fucking 30 years. So they've never been able to get at it to empty it. So I fucking reported it. And he turned up when he was doing a 3-point turn one day outside my fucking house. And he put a new drain in. But the cunt still parks on it. I'm having to go up with a brush to unblock the drain at the top of the road because otherwise we get a torrent down here. A torrent.
Have you considered just communicating with him and asking him not to park it on the drain? Or?
But if he doesn't park it on the drain, we've got a dog groomers up there, which is fucking clearly money laundering. And then we've got a load of fucking beauty places, which is clearly money laundering.
Why? Why is it money laundering?
Because they're always fucking empty.
You're very suspicious, man. You're very suspicious.
Oh, mate. When you've been in the game as long as I have, I've seen shit.
I fucking know. I smell a wrong un.
You've got this fucking immaculate shop, which has had tens of thousands spent on it, with real leather seats, with them beards in, with fucking camel toes and leather pants and fucking big inflated lips. Why do girls do that to themselves?
I don't know. It's mad, isn't it? I think in like fucking Botox as well. Like fucking, yeah. I think it's quite sad, really, when you think about it, like why are they doing that? And it's only because of like social shit, right? Social pressures and stuff.
Yeah, that's fucking hell, mate. You had boss little lips. You're a boss little kisser. Now it's like kissing a fucking fucking trout. You fucking rat.
Yeah, it's a strange thing. Strange thing. What about the women who get like a fake ass?
Yeah, why?
That's a thing, isn't it?
Yeah, but what if you just put a bit of weight on, you'll end up with a fucking real fake ass?
Oh, they do, don't they? Get fake ass.
We should get a load of...
Hello, is that a fake ass clinic? Yeah. Yeah, I'm interested in getting a no arse place.
It'll be in Turkey. Hello, my friend. What can I do for you? I am
fake ass. That's what I want. Can you hear me? Can you speak English?
I am fake ass John. I speak very good English. I give you a very good price. How fake do you want your ass? Do you want human fat? Because I can get human fat. You do not ask me where I get human fat, but I know people. I got human fat in the fridge. Or do you want the plasy fat, which is polystyrene from the leftover Toys R Us business that went to boom several years
Very
ago?
Cheap.
Nick Branch's, an adult. Much to Nick Branch the adult's much dismay. He a very sad man. He was a man who liked to buy the toys. He no longer buy the toys because he gone boom, boom. He walked around.
I've got to say it before I forget. You two went on a little soiree, I believe.
Yeah. We went to Disneyland Paris, which wasn't gay
at all. How was that? Was that good? I did listen to some of your outputs from it.
The egos that we just put out as we were walking around, he wasn't happy doing that because he had a plan in his head and I just fucking derailed him and said, no, cunt, we're putting the egos out. We're going to record podcasts about podcasts while we're recording other podcasts. It was like...
Third dimension.
It was 4D shit, man. We recorded a little trip report for it last night, which was going out on the main feed, but all the extra stuff was going out to the patrons only, so you've got to be a patron subscriber to get all that. Apparently it's a bit risky. It isn't. It was a strange little, because he walked around with a fucking frown constantly on his fucking head for the whole fucking duration. And I said, if I took a shot for every time I said to them, are you all right, mate? I'd have been fucking hammered. Basically, I had a pint of lager with every fucking meal as well, just to numb the fucking pain. But basically, he apologised last night, more or less.
He's allowed to feel down, isn't he? He's allowed to feel like maybe not so out. And he can't feel happy all the time.
Yeah. I get that. Which is why I was reaching out to him, because men don't talk. But his rationale last night was he looked like a bear with a smacked ass. I mean, I said to him last night, he's got a fucking afro on his head, right? He's a white man. He's got an afro on his head. He's also got a weird shaped head. It's fucking weird, right? Fucking stick an afro on top of it. Then he's got this horrible dirt. It's not even a nice beard. It's not even a homeless beard. It's a beard you'd buy out of a joke shop. Like what you'd think, what a Jew would have on. You know, like a typical Jew.
Careful.
No, it's not being horrible. You know, it's stereotypical. So that's all right.
Beard. It looks all right. It's just like a beard.
Fucking awful.
You're like, you overthink beards by the sound of it. No, it's just a beard, isn't it?
No, there's beards everywhere, mate. His is an ugly beard. The certain men shouldn't have beards. I know why he's got a beard, because he's got body shaming issues, because he hasn't got a chin. He literally hasn't got a chin. So, but then he's fucking frowning, right? He's frowning. Is the muscles. He could peel eggs with the muscles above his eyebrows. He could literally write a book with the muscles in his above his eyebrows. He was frowning that much. And I was like, are you all right, mate? Like that. And he's just going, yeah, mate. What's your fucking problem? Yeah, pop a fucking cap in your arse, you know, a Mickey cap, like, or a mini cap, whatever. So it transpires why he was sad, right?
Yeah.
It was because he didn't have any...
He was stuck with you for fucking 2 days, wasn't he?
4 days, which is a fucking effort. And I understand why he would have had... But the reason why he was sad for 4 days, right, was because he didn't have any alone time.
Yeah, but that's really important. I understand that. Like, you need a bit of time on your own. You fucking hanging off his arse for 4 days.
In his ear, constantly rabbiting. Hey, Nick, if you were a horse...
About, did you know the talking about Liverpool number ones or something?
Hey, Nick, if you were a horse and I was a cow, and we were in that field there together, and the farmer's gone to bed. Would you fuck me?
Exactly. You talked about, I can't believe it, I don't sell OXO cubes here. I just wanted some OXO for breakfast. I can't even get some OXO for breakfast. This is unbelievable. The hotel didn't have OXO either. Fucking hell, they've got loads of OXO in Liverpool. Fucking hell. Now, do you know Liverpool had loads of number ones? Shall I tell you all? Shall I tell you all the number ones?
Yeah,
stuff like that, maybe.
You don't eat meat, do you? No, Craig. No, I don't eat meat. Do you eat meat? Yeah, Nick, I eat meat. But do you know if you're a vegan, do you eat plasma meat, real meat, or dead meat? Or do you eat cheese, Nick? Can you eat cheese? Cheese, Nick, do you like cheese? So I understand why he was frowning. And at the very start,
did you share a hotel room as well?
No, it was an apartment hotel. So it was one bedroom, one living space. So we were able to shut the doors. Apparently he stood over me as I slept like a fucking nonce.
With a knife in his hand.
With his perm. Every night when I'd gone to sleep, he unvelcroed his perm and took his joke beard off. Prance round. He looks like you. He looks like you. A baldy bastard with no beard.
Like in the witches when they take their stuff off.
I am Colin French and I'm standing over you as you sleep.
That's what I do.
So he did say at one point, at the very start, about alone time, about going, you know, and at some point, you know, I might go off and do my own thing for a bit. And if he'd have said that again, I'd have quite happily, because I would have just gone and had a fucking pint. I'd have done some single, I'd have gone and done Dumbo on my own. I'd have done anything, Peter Pan on my own. I'd have just had a bevy, you know what I mean? And just let him do his thing for a couple of hours. But it never come up again. And, you know, but it does explain. And I'll give him that. Fine. Sounds. Yeah.
Was it, did you enjoy it though? You were sitting were you in the first class in the train?
No, the Eurostar, no, standard. Standard.
Is that standard? I've never been on it. That's quite impressive.
Oh, mate. Take your family into Paris. Take your family into Europe. The Europeans, mate, are so more fucking lovely than the British. They're just lovely.
Yeah. We already know that, don't we? I mean,
yeah. You know, like, you could go to your supermarket now and the shelves are bare. Shelves are bare. Brexit. Nothing else. It's not COVID.
I don't know about that. Like, it's all right. I went to one the other day. It's all right.
Well,
like,
I'm
not saying I'm on that side of the argument. I'm just, sometimes there's certain things that Walker's crisps seem to be a problem sometimes.
There you go. Know? Why? But over there, they had so many crisps, mate. We could have done a Continental Crisp Wars.
Continental Crisp Wars. Imagine that. Get someone to pay for it. Someone to sponsor us.
They had all the Lays you could imagine. Oh.
Yeah, what is Lays? Is that just Walker's? Same thing, isn't it?
Probably.
Think so. It's like American, isn't it?
Oh, the supermarket, the shelves were full. They were just full. And I go to my Coey now and I can't get fucking hard-boiled eggs. I can't get a croissant.
Get hard-boiled eggs? What do you mean?
Well, sometimes
buy some eggs and fucking put them in water.
We can't buy eggs. We can't buy eggs. There's an egg shortage.
Is that true,
bird
really?
Flu. Yeah. Honest to God, mate. Yeah. Our eggs are gone in Liverpool. Gone.
Get eggs in Liverpool?
No. There's a black egg market going on. People are dealing eggs, mate.
How much is an egg now, then?
£2.90.
Under the counter?
Yeah. Oh, fucking hell. You got any eggs? Well, I've got a duck egg. I don't want a duck egg. I want a hen's egg. Have you got an organic hen's egg? Free range? It's going to cost you, mate. It's going to cost you. How much? Why are you from London? We're in Liverpool. I don't know why I'm in London. You just fucking give me that voice, haven't you? I don't know.
Oh, I didn't realise that the egg situation had become perilous.
Yeah. Bird flu, mate. Go and have a look at this bird flu. And it's true, this, because I listened to Jeremy Clarkson on the Newsreaders podcast. He's a farm owner now. His his chicken collection.
Still Jeremy Clarkson, aren't he? What are you listening to that camp for?
It was on the news podcast, the newscasters or whatever it's called. And basically his chicken establishment is gone. Every chicken's dead. They get this bird flu, apparently. They sneeze everywhere. They snot everywhere. Then their heads fucking blow up like that. Because they're full of fucking... And then they die.
Right.
And it's taken about 7 million birds out of the wild in the UK alone.
Okay. Why I wouldn't know about this because I don't look at the news, I guess. So
it's not really aware. It's not in mainstream news because we're more worried about a fucking couple of dinghies with about 20 people coming over for a better life.
Is that still a thing? Is that still coverage on that?
Yeah. They're beating them to death.
I thought we got our borders back, mate. I thought we got our borders back. We got our country back. We got it back.
We've got a load of white pensioners marching up and down the beaches with sticks with nails in, beating them as they arrive.
Did we not get our sovereignty? Did we not get our sovereignty back? What was it all for then? What was it all for?
We can hang. No, well, every Sunday now we hang fucking immigrants in the fucking in the city centres, in the town centres, in the villages.
Take the family down there.
Yeah.
Stay out.
Come on, kids, let's go down to the family hanging. Yeah, they're doing a little blind one today. It's fucking gear, mate.
Gonna do this one. He lost both his parents on the trip over.
Yeah,
Look at him cry.
He's only six. He's crying for his mum, but we've took her off. She's in a fucking concentration camp in Yorkshire.
But we ain't gonna, you know,
can't we're gonna have him hang him
being
anyway.
A burden on us, can we? Can't have us. We pay our tax for good, honest British people, ponce of us, not little Syrian children.
Back to Syrians. What have they ever done for us?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's a big thing. We keep
anyway, right.
Save that.
The title of the show was Top of the Pops, Christmas Top of the Pops, and we've done that.
Yeah,
basically.
I'm sorry, I couldn't really contribute.
Don't worry about,
in the same spirit of the things.
But you'll never guess what I've had for breakfast today. Come on.
All right, I thought you'd just had your breakfast. I thought that was OXO.
No, that was a nourishing snack.
Right, okay. So what did you have for your breakfast?
Well, we've got an air fryer.
Breakfast.
We've got an air fryer now.
Fucking, I knew you'd have it, right? I should have known you'd have one of these. All I hear about of people now is, oh, have you got an air fryer? You know, you get an air fryer. You know, it's much cheaper than putting the oven on. You know, you can cook anything. It's so good, right? You barely use any oil. If you want some crispy chips, you might have to use half a teaspoon of oil. Fucking knew you would have got one. Have you got a ninja one as well?
Yes.
Hey.
I'm a ninja cunt. Yeah. Yeah.
Go on. What did you air fry?
So it's been burning in my head because what I can do in there, because you can do anything in an air fryer. My girls love cheese and ham toasties.
You can make a sandwich, you know?
Yeah. So you make your cheese butty, cheese and ham butty, and then you put a little scraping of butter on the outside of the sandwich, and then you put it in the air fryer, and within 10 minutes, you've got a cheese and ham toasty. Perfect, right? Cheese and ham toasty. Magic.
Okay.
Right. So I've had this jar of crunchy peanut butter now for fucking months. And I thought, what can I fucking do with this? So we've got bananas as well. So I had this morning for me breakfast, we've got 50-50 bread, half brown, half white.
We have that stuff for my kid. It's horrible.
I love it. We've got 50-50 bread, right? So I... did it, peanut butter, blah, 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 crunchy peanut butter. Then a banana, chop, 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 chop. Put that on.
Yeah.
Then butter, butter, butter on the outside. Lightly butter. You don't put a lot on, just a light scrape. And then I air fried.
What sort of batter?
We can normally get the what's the grey one?
What, Lurpak?
Lurpak, yeah. But now you need a mortgage to buy Lurpak. Because of Brexit.
It's on deal all the time.
It's not in Liverpool. It's not, mate. It's £9 for a tub of fucking Lurpak now in Liverpool.
You get it on deal for a fiver. One of the supermarkets has always got it on deal.
Well,
for the big one.
Okay, well, we're not seeing that. So we've got a butter thing out of IKEA, a glass butter thing. So we literally will buy a block of butter now. So it could be an anchor or whatever.
Right.
But, our Grace is prone to making her own butter.
Making it? How do you make butter in a domestic situation?
You just get some double cream.
Yeah.
And you whip the fuck out of it.
Is that butter, though?
Yeah, oh, are you?
Or is that whipped cream?
No, no, it's butter. It turns into butter, right? You have to drain it. You have to squeeze all the moisture out.
Okay.
And what you're left with is the purest form of butter you'll ever have. You can salt it yourself. You can herb it yourself. You can put chili in it. You can do whatever you want with that butter then. But she makes butter periodically. We might have, could be, because we're basically back in the Victorian days now.
I was going to say, you're like the fucking good life, you lot. Sitting in the dark, making your own butter. Fucking hell.
Listening
you
to the latest.
Some chickens. If you get some you chickens, heard? You'll be well ahead of the egg game.
Have you heard, yeah, until the bird flew and died. Have you heard the latest Beatle album, Revolver? It's top of the hit parade, don't you know?
Do you want some homemade butter? Sorry there's no light on.
We might give butter out for Christmas presents this year.
Okay. I look, I think it's a wonderful sentiment. No one wants it though, do they?
Nice butter, mate. The two sister-in-laws have had some of Grace's butter.
They want some people want stuff, don't they? They don't like homemade stuff.
No, but we might give the bin men some homemade butter.
Oh, they love that. They'll really appreciate that. They'll be glad that they fucking got covered in your bin juice for 12 months.
Or the posties.
Does anyone tip up the bin men anymore at Christmas?
I do.
You have the same bin men though.
It doesn't matter. It's the sentiment. So
which one do you tip? There's loads of them on a big truck now. So
yeah. So
which one do you give the tip to? And then
in years gone by, I've given them a 20 and said, "Dinner's on me, mate. Thanks a lot." And they take the 20. And there might be, you're right. There's five of them, so £20 isn't going to go too far. But it's a sentiment. But also, I'll take boxes of chocolates out to them, and I'll get a tub of chocolates.
I like that.
And I do it to the postman as well.
Yeah, I always tip the postman. Always tip the postman, yeah.
We haven't got a regular postman anymore. And now, because of the recent strikes and stuff, you don't know. Because they haven't... I mean, we've had four strike days as a member of ASLEF, right? Four since August. We've kept our powder dry, if you will. The postman are on strike like there's no tomorrow. Right, because they're fighting for their lives, fire and rehire and everything like that. So you don't know if you're getting your post delivered now by a fucking scab.
Well, there's something. Well, it's true.
Because they're sending managers out. They're sending managers out, fucking delivering. Yeah,
well, they'll stand
like
out
that.
A mile. They will. When I worked at the post office, you could have put a manager in a fucking Royal Mail uniform, and they still would have stood out.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. That. So you're looking at them and your spidey sense is tingling. And I always say when I go to the door, "All right, mate, fuck the fucking Tories. Yeah, fuck the Tories, mate.
Fuck the Tories, mate. Say it back with me. Say it back with me. Why won't you say it back with me?
Say
Are
it!
You a scab? Are you a scab? Did you vote for Matt Hancock on I'm a Celebrity? I think you did. You're a scab. You're a scab. Is that what you do?
Yeah. And then he runs off crying. And then I go, "Sorry, mate. See you tomorrow, yeah." Christmas tip. Don't forget. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, they're doing some bad shit to the postman, or they're trying to anyway. They're trying to take away sick pay. Do you know that?
It's unbelievable, mate. This is the real reason for Brexit. This is the real reason now. What they're doing is they're going through all the laws. They just had to copy and paste them. When Brexit happened, all the European law was just copy and pasted into UK law. Otherwise, the country would have just fucking collapsed. Oh, it already has, but that's beside the point. And now what they want to do is they want to cherry pick all the laws that they don't like and get rid of them. And one of them is the sick pay. 0-hour contracts. You want to fucking roll that out, fire and rehire.
We've already got that, though.
Yeah,
that was already in place.
Look what they did with the P&O. And that was a Labour government brought in 0-hour contracts. 0-hour contracts were supposed to be for mums to go back to work, to feel empowered, and for students and stuff to work. But
it wasn't brought in to be like, it's when people have got that argument and you talk about food banks and stuff, and they say, "Oh, the first food banks were under a Labour government," but there was like fucking two of them in the country then. Now there's like hundreds.
Yeah, there's two outside our house now.
Food banks.
Everyone's got their own food bank now. I've just got a
What?
basket. I've got a shopping trolley outside my house saying,
Have you? What's in
"Create
it?
food bank, not fuck a dog shit and a lollipop and a empty Benson and Edges packet." Someone bought Siggy's in front of me the other day, right in the Cowie. How much is a pack of 20 now?
I'm guessing, I don't know, tenner?
£12.
Wow.
How
12
can you
pounds for a packet of fags.
How can you afford the Lucy's when I used to go and get me Nan's Lucy's for her? The Woodbines she used to smoke. Go and get me two Lucy's, Sean. 20p, 10p a Lucy.
Yeah, I don't like. I don't know. Loads of people, still smoke, don't they? So they must be getting them on the old what do you
Yeah,
call it?
yeah,
On the back of the van, full of cyanide and all that.
You don't smoke and you don't vape, do you?
Yeah, I vape. I've just been sitting there doing it in front of you.
Oh, have
You
you?
know that. Here
Yeah,
you go.
Nick was poncing around fucking Disneyland Paris with his fucking vape.
I don't even
Avocado.
really know he. I didn't even know he vapes. He keeps that very close to his chest.
Yeah. He says it had nicotine in. I'm like, that you haven't got nicotine. You shop at Toys R Us, you bellend. You haven't got nicotine in that. That's grown up.
I can't quite get away from this. I've tried. I'm in the process of giving up, but I struggle with it. I do
Have you got
struggle.
nicotine in that?
Absolutely.
That's why you're struggling. What
Yeah, of course.
percentage?
But the way else you do? Oh, I don't. This is like 12 or 18. I'm all about the high shit. I don't do low stuff ever.
So all you
when
have
I
to do
drunk,
is
when I drunk, I wanted the fucking. How strong's that beer, mate? 9%. Fucking give me loads of that then. How old?
Yeah.
What's that one? 3.5%. Fuck off.
Yeah. Yeah, I made a conscious effort to have a pint with every meal that I was in Paris.
Why?
Because Nick said I had a drinking problem.
Okay.
So I showed him. Fucking have I?
But
Yeah.
I think the majority of the country's got a drinking issue, but that's not necessarily their fault. That's just like their weird relationship with alcohol.
Yeah. I am desperate to give up alcohol, but peer pressure is the fucking
just give
cure
up
for
then.
Me. No, I'm
what?
Not.
Yeah, what you mean completely?
Yeah.
Oh well, yeah, but you miss it, wouldn't you? You haven't got a problem with it, have you?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think you have. You get
No,
pulled up at work, don't you? Get tested at work and shit like that.
Yeah, I would. I would never. If I was in work the next day, I wouldn't drink.
Yeah. Okay. Well, look, everyone knows if they got a problem. Deep down, everyone knows if they got a problem. So I'm sure you're all right.
I haven't got a problem. I just enjoy drinking. I really enjoy drinking.
Yeah, that's all right. Most people can drink fine, don't they?
Yeah.
It's only,
They had Leffy over there. Leffy that you could only dream of. So
Leffy's nice, yeah.
Oh, mate, they had Leffy. I mean, I like the Zero Leffy.
It's all right, that, yeah.
Yeah. But so you've got the Zero Leffy, which they had. Next to the normal Leffy, next to the stronger Leffy, next to the stronger Leffy, next to a bucket of tar with Leffy
How
on
strong
it.
was the strongest one? Do you know?
Nine
Because it's
and
quite
a
strong
half.
anyway, right? Nine
Nine
and a
and a
half. Yeah,
half,
that's quite
yeah.
strong. Yeah, when I went to Belgium, I went to this pub and they had this fucking massive book that looked like it came out of Harry Potter.
Yeah.
It was a book of beers. And they had every single, there must have been hundreds of beers in there. And they had them all in stock. And I had some mental beers.
I do
Strong
love
things.
There's something like Florida Swamp Juice or something, which is like a fucking IPA, but it was like fucking porridge. That was 12%. And
it's almost like a fortified wine, isn't it? When you're getting into the.
And me and Stuart, I had three of them with three shots. And that was the night we should have been going into Halloween Horror Nights. It was the Friday night. We should have been going in. We went to bed.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Off three pints and three shots. Fucking good
times.
But,
oh, you drank pints of it at 12%.
Yeah.
Fuck that. Yeah, no wonder. No wonder.
Oh, right, we winding up.
Yeah, I got some bits to do. I've got some stuff to crack on with.
I've
That's
got to
very
go and
nice.
shave. I've got to go and shave my balls.
Yeah, I need a shave as well. I didn't know about your balls. I didn't need to know. You didn't need to inform me. It's fine. What did you shave with? Wet razor?
Yeah, wet razor, yeah.
There you go, living on the edge.
I nipped them the other week for the first time, and the blood was... It was fucking horrific, I'll be honest with you.
You've got to be careful when you do that. Yeah. Careful. Otherwise, you'll need to go to Turkey and get new balls.
Oh, mate, there's nothing like having shaven balls, because they're literally like an 8-year-old boy's balls in your hand.
All right. Should we leave it on that? Should we end on that note?
Well, that's my joke, you see, and no one laughs at it. And the thing is, I was...
How's that funny?
I was an 8-year-old boy once, so I know what 8-year-old boy balls feel like. That's my rationale.
It's true, isn't it? I suppose.
There you go.
If you've got to explain it, it ain't funny. That's what I would say. Hey!
You think we'll get together before Christmas?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm off next week. Next Thursday, I am... Bah, bah, bah. I'm a governor at the local school. I'm doing governor shit next Thursday morning.
Oh, shit. I can tell you now when I'm around, all right? We could do this live on air so people know.
Live on air. Ba, 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 ba. Live on air. Ba, 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 ba.
Thursday would have been ideal.
It still might be, because I'm going in at 7 o'clock in the morning, so I'll be done by 9.
Oh, that's all right then. We'll do that then. I'm around a lot of the day, yeah.
Okay, well, you think of something to talk about. You think about the premise of the podcast. If there's a this or that you want to discuss, Labour, Tories, Star Wars, Star Trek, Knight Rider, A-Team.
Boring.
Penises, vaginas, left boob, right boob. No two boobs are the same.
I think. It's true. We'll have a think. Maybe we'll discuss the meaning of life. I don't know.
Yeah. So, yeah, Merry Christmas and all that bollocks.
It's not Christmas yet.
1st of December, mate.
Is it Christmas on the 1st of December?
The fucking advent calendar says it is.
I haven't even got a tree up yet.
Our tree's up, but it's bare. Not allowed to do it until York is home. Until the little Yorkshire Terrier comes home on Saturday.
That's all right, get it on Saturday.
Sunday, we'll get it on Sunday.
Is she back then for Christmas completely?
6 weeks.
Nice.
What am I paying my taxes for? We should deport them all to fucking Europe.
Yeah, or I don't know. Where do they send them? Africa, isn't it?
Yeah. Send all the students to Africa.
Send them to Africa along with the landfill. That's where they send the landfill, isn't it, Africa?
Yeah, yeah.
That's where they send all your single-use plastic to Ghana or somewhere.
Yeah, and then...
For little kids to play with.
Yeah, they knit stuff with it. Plastic underpants.
I quite like some of them.
I want some.
Snow is lying on the ground, and in the air the sleigh bell sounds. The frosty patterned window pane, it's British summertime again.
No, it's not! It's Christmas!
Yes, Christmas and old children wait for hoofbeats on the roof. But this year's stockings won't be filled, there's been a mighty goof. Yes, this year there's no peace on earth, nor food and gifts abundant. For Father Christmas has been sacked, and his gnomes are all redundant.